flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is 2:07, and you're listening to the final hour of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Schock is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, and information. And Lindsey Brown is in the studio, my new producer, making sure that all of our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And she makes sure those commercials play so we can pay the bills at the end of the month. Now, I am broadcasting live. I am at We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury. It's an indoor playground for kids and teens who have autism and other special needs. It is a beautiful place. Today is free. They're open until 5. You can come by, have lunch. They've got, okay, y'all, I'm going to just tell y'all, they got about 15 pizzas in there. Y'all bring y'all kids by here so this woman don't have to take 15 pizzas home. Because I know she's going to try to give some of the pizzas to me, right? They've got sandwiches. They've got chips. But more than that, they've got a safe place with that is beautiful with a lot of love, where kids with autism can come and run and stem and scream and yell and fall out and get back up and play some more and have a good time without being judged, and where they're safe. My kids got here before I did at 12 o'clock. They are still here. They are still going strong. They're eating up all these people's Chick-fil-A. They're drinking the juice. They're playing. They're taking a break, going to the calming station. They're playing some more. I had never heard of We Rock the Spectrum. And the owner here at the Woodbury location, Josephine Martinez, was saying that it's a franchise. And so during one of the breaks, she introduced me to Dina Kimmel. And Dina is the CEO of We Rock the Spectrum. And apparently it's a franchise. So Miss Dina, I told her you're going to have to take a break from your work girlfriend and join me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline and tell us all about this amazing idea that you came up with. Now, Dina, where are you from?
So I am from Los Angeles, California area. And that's how this all started back in 2009.
Okay, how did it all start?
Yeah, back in 2009. My son Gabriel was diagnosed after a long battle. As you know, many special needs parents out there, we have to convince our doctors that we know that something's going on. And gratefully, he got his diagnosis, but he had severe sensory issues, which means going into the public was really difficult for him. So we were kicked out of at least 5 other indoor playground areas. And Gabriel has a sister who's not on the spectrum, and there was nothing inclusive for our kids. So I built the first We Rock the Spectrum Kids Gym in our home. And it was, I kid you not, it was miraculous. Being on that sensory equipment every single day, all of a sudden at 4 years old, my son began to speak. He began to interact with his sister, play. It was a miracle. I mean, it was like an awakening. And they said that my son would never talk. Well, now he's 17 and completely independent. Fast forward 14 years. But after about 6 months, I said to my husband, I said, listen, there's got to be other parents and families out there who need this, who need to know what a daily sensory diet can do for our kids. And like I said, most of our families are inclusive. So the gym is for all kids. So for kids without neurodiversities or physical diversities as well, right? So we decided to open up We Rock the Spectrum in Tarzana, California, like I said, in LA County. And within 3 weeks, we were packed. And I had people calling me saying, so when you can open one in this state and that state, and when you can open one in Australia? And I was like, oh my God. I said to my husband, I can't believe this. Did I think of something that no one else had? You know, unbelievable. So I called a trademark attorney, always been a businesswoman myself. And I thought, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on? So I called him and he said, Dina, no, there's nothing else like that. You should trademark it. I'm like, trademark? What does that do? So here we are now, fast forwarding 14 years later, 10 years of franchising with 176 locations. It's unbelievable. And I'm so happy to be here at the grand opening, and we rock the Spectrum Woodbury. I mean, Josephine is unbelievable. She's a really powerful superwoman, 6 kids on the spectrum herself. And she needed this gym just for her family.
Of course,
the community, right, as well. But that's also what this does. So we rock the spectrum. We're not a cookie cutter franchise. I mean, you met one child with autism. You've only met one child with autism. We're all different, right? All of our families are different. So what's great is each location has its own little flair on it. So for Josephine, she wants to do teens. And there's nothing for teens out here, right?
Nothing.
So she's got this amazing teen room, and she's going to do like carnival nights and game nights. And we even have locations that have hair salons in them, coffee shops. It's unbelievable. But it also, it gives a parent or, you know, a woman or a man or a family, it gives them a job. It gives them a career. Because let's face it, for me, I had to take a year off of work, and I was at home every day for Gabriel to get his therapies. Mm-hmm. But once I opened up We Rock the Spectrum in 2010, I moved all of his speech, his OT, and behavioral therapy in the gym, and that was the magic. All of a sudden, boom, the explosion of language. And being able to be in an inclusive environment is the key. If you put a child in a room and no one speaks, well, your child's never going to speak. If you put a child in a room where other kids are speaking, well, they're going to try and be like the other kids. So logically, of course, that makes sense. But still, there's still a lot of schools that are backwards and they don't include our kids. And definitely indoor playground areas, there's nothing inclusive out here. So now there is. And we rock the Spectrum Woodbury. We're so excited.
Now, how many are there? What number is Woodbury? Is it, are we 15, 27, 83? How many We Rock the Spectrums are you up to now, Miss Dina?
I am so excited to say 176. I can't believe it.
Girl, shut up. Girl, wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, what city, so that as folks travel or, you know, folks listen to us online, I want to make sure they know if they got one in their town.
So go on. It's best thing to do is to go on WeRockTheSpectrumKidsGym.com, and we have a locations tab. And even on the Woodbury website as well, there's a locations tab. And we're also having Eagan in your state here opening up in about a month as well, which is not too far from here, about a half an hour away. Mm-hmm. But we're in 30 states. So that was my dream. You know, for the first 4 years of Gabriel's life, I was in home. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't take him anywhere. He was so dysregulated. Yeah. So I thought, what if I want to go to Hawaii? You know, if I want to take a trip, I'm not going to be able to. So guess what? We've got to re-rock the spectrum in Honolulu. So my family was able to go to Honolulu, and we were able to bring Gabriel to the gym so he can get his OT and sensory diet and then go have fun on the beach. It was great. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so grateful for this. Now, if there's anybody out there who has a child on the spectrum who has been hesitant about going out, because you know as well as I do how many libraries we've been thrown out of, how many movie theaters we've been asked to leave, how many parks did we leave and say, you know what, we're just going to stay in the house. We're not going out, because every
time we go
somewhere, we get kicked out. I get embarrassed. People are looking at us. It's a I'm frustrated. It takes too much of an effort. This place is different. This place is unique. And I want you to speak directly to other mothers and fathers and grandparents and caregivers out there who have just decided they're not going out of the house no more. They're not going to make the effort. They don't even want to try.
Well, the first thing that I would say to them is our slogan. Our slogan is, we're finally a place you never have to say I'm sorry. And I'll never forget that day. I'm a big crier, so forgive me if I start crying. But this takes me way back to the beginning with Gabriel, when he was 2 and 3 and being kicked out of restaurants, playground areas, and everything. And I remember saying to my husband, Gabriel's dad, I just want to, you know, find a place where I don't have to say I'm sorry all the time. And we were like, that's it. That's it. And so to everyone out there, there's no more staying in your home. Come on into a We Rock the Spectrum in your city, state, or country near you And you will never be asked to leave because we are here for your kids. We're here for all kids. And there's a place or a swing, anything for every child and for your, and for the parents. So the great part of We Rock is most indoor playground areas, the parents are sitting, the kids are running wild, right? That's not We Rock.
Yeah.
We're out there with our kids. They're going on a zip slider, a trampoline, and all of the OT sensory equipment holds up to 500 pounds. You can get on the equipment with your kids. It's dynamite. So there's no more being alone. You will never be alone again the day you walk into a We Rock the Spectrum. So we are here for you. Absolutely. And I advocate my own self for time for free. So if anybody out there is having issues with an IEP or getting your son or daughter the services that they need, please feel free and to call in. Call in or email me directly at dina@wrtsfranchise.com, and I'm here to help you as well as my the rest of the team. Because what we do, you know, helping and providing an inclusive environment just begins in the gym. It's what we put out there in the world every day, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Dina, for creating this amazing opportunity for families in 30 states across the country, including Hawaii, and then for holding Jocelyn's hand to build this amazing indoor playground for families who have kids with autism. It looks like it's been here forever. It's what we didn't even know we needed. My kids have been here since 11:30, and they are not ready to go home. So whenever we go home, they're gonna be good and tired and sleepy. Hallelujah.
They are having fun. I've seen them. They're adorable. Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you again for just, you know, keeping, you know, spreading the word out there of inclusion, because that's what we're all about.
Exactly.
No child gets left behind.
No child gets left behind, and we're not apologizing anymore. Thank you so much, Ms. Dina, for sharing your dream with us. And you all stick around. There's more to come.